important question from VOA.
From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States makes a major move toward normalizing relations with Cuba, and 54 Nigerian soldiers are sentenced to death for the crime of mutiny. I'm Michael Lippin. U.S. President Barack Obama has announced a major shift in U.S. policy toward Cuba, starting the process of dismantling a decades-old embargo against the communist island nation. VOA White House correspondent Luis Ramirez reports.
It is being called a new era in U.S.-Cuban relations, which have been frozen since communist Fidel Castro seized power on the island in 1959. On Wednesday, President Obama announced major changes.
First, I've instructed Secretary Kerry to immediately begin discussions with Cuba to reestablish diplomatic relations that have been severed since January of 1961.
Those changes will include talks on reopening the U.S. Embassy in Havana after more than a half century. The U.S. also plans to ease restrictions on banking transactions, commerce, and travel by Americans to the island, which at one time was a major vacation destination. The president said his actions Wednesday followed a personal appeal from Pope Francis. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.
A Nigerian military court has sentenced 54 soldiers to death for refusing to fight Islamist militant group Boko Haram. The soldiers were charged with mutiny and cowardice for refusing orders given to them in August to retake three towns held by the militants in the northeastern state of Borno. The convicted soldiers are all members of the Nigerian Army's 7th Division based in Maiduguri. They're due to be executed by firing squad. Nigerian soldiers have complained that they are outgunned by Boko Haram and often sent into battle without adequate supplies. You're listening to VOA News. Palestinian diplomats at the United Nations have presented Security Council members with a draft resolution that would set a deadline for Israel to withdraw from territories they claim for a state. The Palestinian UN ambassador Riyad Mansour said Wednesday he will not press for a quick vote on the resolution in order to give the 15-member Security Council more time to discuss it. The resolution would need the approval of 9 council members to pass. The United States, a permanent Security Council member, has vetoed previous pro-Palestinian resolutions because it said they were too biased against Israel, a close U.S. ally.
Colombian rebels have declared an indefinite unilateral ceasefire in their long-running insurgency. The Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia said Wednesday it will hold its fire beginning on December 20th, but warned it would resume hostilities if government forces attack. The Colombian government has refused to accept a two-way ceasefire with the rebels since the two sides began peace talks in Cuba in late 2012.
Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko says his government is preparing to resume long-stalled peace talks with Russian-backed separatists in the Belarusian capital on Sunday. Pro-Russian Ukrainian separatist leader Alexander Zakharchenko confirmed the planned talks, but said an agenda for them had not been agreed upon by late Wednesday. Russian consumers have been flocking to stores to buy imported cars, appliances, and technology products whose prices are expected to rise due to the plunging value of the ruble.
Shoppers poured into an IKEA furniture store in Moscow on Wednesday after the Swedish retailer announced that it would increase prices the next day. Some retailers reported record sales, while others, such as U.S. technology giant Apple, suspended sales due to concerns about currency instability. The ruble recovered slightly against the U.S. dollar and the euro on Wednesday as Moscow sold dollars to strengthen its currency.
And U.S. film studio Sony Pictures has canceled the release of a film about a fictional plot to assassinate North Korean leader Kim Jong-un after hackers threatened to attack theaters showing the film. In a statement on Wednesday, Sony said it is scrapping the December 25th release of The Interview. Several major U.S. theater chains had said they would not screen the film because of the threatened attacks. Sony said it shared those safety concerns. A hackers group calling itself Guardians of Peace had released a statement on Tuesday threatening a bitter fate to those who attend showings of The Interview. The Obama administration said Wednesday it is working tirelessly to bring the hackers to justice. It also said it takes very seriously any attempt to threaten or limit freedom of expression of artists in the U.S.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa, coming up after these latest world news headlines. Good morning, Africa. Welcome to Daybreak Africa from the Voice of America. I'm Peter Clothing, Washington, D.C. for the vacation. Today is Thursday, December 18th. Here are some of the stories we are covering. Some Kenyan lawmakers express opposition to a newly proposed bill anti-terrorism law. What do they want to strengthen? Which part of the law that does not supersede their obligation? Jacoyo Midiwo is Kenya's National Assembly Deputy Minority Leader. Faced with an ongoing war, South Sudan's government announced its plan to reconstruct the country's GDP growth. And Cabinet Minister in Zambia wants after President Gascon to step down and overpower. Zambian Information Minister, Zimbabwe's former finance minister, said he is not impressed with President Robert Mugabe's latest government reshuffle. We'll have details, and we will have a report about the Ebola outbreak in three West African countries. Those stories plus Marco Rubin's sports and listener of the day are coming up on Daybreak Africa. Kenyan parliamentarians have voiced strong opposition to an anti-terrorism measure that supporters say will strengthen the government's efforts to combat terrorism. Lawmakers are expected to debate the proposal ahead of a vote today, Thursday. National Assembly Deputy Minority Leader Jacoyo Midiwo says opponents of the anti-terror bill will ensure it fails. He told me that there is no need for the measure because there is an existing anti-terrorism law which the administration has refused to enforce. Jacoyo Midiwo is Kenya's National Assembly Deputy Minority Leader. He spoke with me from the capital, Nairobi.